Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and we're talking with one of the very best in the business. Of course, played 10 years in the NFL, and that is our very own Sean Salisbury. So talk to me, Sean. How big of an adjustment was it for you going from college at USC, being a standout quarterback, to going to the NFL? What kind of advice would you give these rookies?
That's a great question. You know, the interesting thing is I played as a guy who was coached, I was coached by North Turner in college, which is big, and who was widely known now as maybe the best offensive coordinator we've
Minnesota.
Ever had. And Aikman swears by him. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky because mechanically he helped me. I'll tell you what, having the chip on my shoulder not being drafted was a big help when I left. But I played at such a big program. You think about think about the players I played against every day on the practice field. Chip Banks, Marcus Allen, Tim McDonald, Joey Browner, Jack Del Rio, Dwayne. I mean, it's a litany of guys that are either going to be in the Hall of Fame, or Bruce Matthews, Don Mosebar, Roy Fight. It's crazy. Mm. In my 5 years there, it's the number of great players there. So I was prepared from the practice field and playing in that conference to go into Seattle and say, you know what, I can do this. And I'll tell you what I did learn. I'm standing on the sidelines during our first minicamp, and David Craig, who's about 6 foot tall, and his uniform didn't fit well, and I never met him before. We're in our first minicamp. Rookies are there, and I see a guy throwing him where his uniform doesn't fit, his pants are baggy. And I look, I said, who's that? And he goes, that's Craig. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to start as a rookie. I'm going to beat every one of these five guys out and start. And then drills start. And David Craig goes into the 7-on-7 team mode, and he's throwing balls that you can't be. And I turn around and look. I said, oh, now I get it. Because David Craig was really a heck of a quarterback in the mm-hmm. league. And I said, don't be deceived. The size, you look at a guy and say, oh, he's not good, because they can all play. So what I learned is I played against great players in practice, but I'll tell you what I did learn is that I made sure that mentally that I never got behind. And that's the number one advice I'd give to a guy, because like when I was in Minnesota and was a veteran, Chris Carter and I or Jim McMahon, we'd go out to dinner after the second practice. And then about the third practice, you bring a couple rookies wanted to come along, they'd stay out till 11 o'clock and weren't studying their playbook. And we put in 7-8 passes, 3 or 4 runs every day. It's cumulative. So by about the sixth practice, the third day, we got a lot of stuff in. And these guys finally, and they go out on the field the next day because they were out with us, and say, well, how are you guys not? Well, we've been in this league. We've been in the league 8 years, 9 years. You're a rookie. You should have been studying instead of hanging out with us till 11 o'clock. And then they get behind mentally. And then they drop a ball because they're mentally not focused. And then they forget a play. And before you know it, they've made 4 mental mistakes. And 3 weeks later, they get cut not because they're not physically good, because they allowed themselves mentally to get behind. My number one thing is, for every hour you spend practicing, spend 2 hours studying your playbook and you'll be okay.
Okay, as far as the mental aspect, did you already know how to compartmentalize mistakes when you took your game to the next level? Or was that something that you were still learning how to have that kind of toughness?
Constant growing and learning from it. And I remember when I got to the NFL watching Warren Moon, who was a teammate of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Warren, if he threw 5 picks or 5 interceptions, you could never tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tell you're watching, you see it, but if you watched him, you'd say, what kind of games he have? And I kind of like that with my quarterback. I don't mind excitement, but you can't. The quarterback's in one position. You could throw 4 touchdowns in the first half, 1 stupid pick at the end of the game, and you become the GOAT. So now you don't get to celebrate until you take a knee at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. But to be able to compartmentalize and I was always a focused guy and dedicated, but still the ability, we hear boos and all that, to be able to. One of the things I struggled with after I got hurt, you kind of lose a sense of like that I'm invincible, you know, that I because I'd never been like that. I felt like I could make every play. I felt like I was the best player in the world. Not arrogant, but that's just the way you got to think of that position. I remember when I got hurt, I lost a little edge. And so I started to, you start to get to a point where you start to grind a little more, and then an incompletion. My biggest problem, aside from the injury, why I believe that I wasn't a star at the next level, this is the truth, is that I couldn't get over a bad play fast enough late in my career. In high school, it didn't matter. I knew I could dunk. But then you start to question yourself. I can't move like I used to with mm-hmm. these 2 knee surgeries. And you start to change a few things and the compartmentalization of being able to say, oh, who cares about that? I'm going to get the next one. Got to the point, and I'm telling you, it took me, and then at the end of my career when I finally discovered it, physically I wasn't able to do it anymore, is that I couldn't get over a bad play quick enough. I let it fester 3 plays, and finally, not all the time, but sometimes, the great ones don't. The great ones can compare. I said, I don't know, who cares? That's 1 pick. The guy in the stands ain't throwing this thing, so I don't care what he thinks. And it was tough, and I never wanted to let my teammates down, but it is very difficult. But if you will stay mentally focused, emotionally, you become a better player.
Okay, our very own Sean Salisbury joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio this evening on the Big E Sports Show. One guy I want to ask you about, since we're going to set aside for a moment this year's draft, Russell Wilson, did you anticipate that he would have such incredible success at such a young age?
You know what, and this is not after the fact, you know, it's always hindsight. No, I when he was at Wisconsin, I watched every throw he made. And his leader, there was a poise about him. I said, I'm going to tell you something. The steal of the draft is going to be Russell Wilson. I said that. I said it on Total College Sports Network. And I said, I'm going to tell you why. Because he understands his weaknesses. He understands he's shorter, and he understands he's got great leadership skills. Mm-hmm. He has the Warren Moon in him where you never see him change his personality. And I was watching Wisconsin. I said, I like, there's something different about him. Now, there's no. I never thought he – they had Matt Flynn there. They I never thought he was going to be that good that fast. I said, what's going to happen? If Russell Wilson would have been 6'2", he'd have been the third player picked in this draft. Would have been the third player picked, I mean, in that draft. And that's the way I felt. But because of his height, people, this combine crap and this overrated measurables. But the guy was a winner, and he had guts. And I, when Seattle got him, I thought, well, Matt Flynn will play for a while, but eventually this guy's going to take that job. I didn't think it'd be, as a rookie, I didn't think he'd be a Super Bowl champion in a second year. But I honestly, I promise you on my life, I said, he will end up being the steal draft. If somebody doesn't draft him early, if he's a fifth rounder, he's gonna be laughing at the NFL in 5 years. Well, and I really believe that.
And he manages his personal life.
He is, great ones build this wall up that allow, build the wall up around them with however they do it, that allow only the right ones in. And Chuck Knox told my rookie coach in Seattle, the great Chuck Knox said, GIGO is what he called it, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
When you allow garbage in, the only thing you can spit out is garbage. Russell Wilson does a spectacular job of not allowing garbage in. So what he spits out, what he takes in is all good. What he spits out is all good. And the result obviously bears itself out.
Okay, Sean, tell all of our listeners across the country tonight where they can check out your show and also those wonderful T-shirts.
Every damn down. Every damn down T-shirts. I know you hate that word, but it means you just got to play them all. You can find it there, everydamndown.com. But more importantly, well, I'll just do my show from 4 to 8 Eastern, obviously breaking down what happened in the first round of the draft.
Okay, and where can they go and check you out on Twitter too, Sean?
At Sean Unfiltered.
Okay, Sean, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you
us.
So
that,
much.
That, of course, has been Sean Salisbury of Yahoo Sports Radio. Stay close, much more straight ahead.